Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're just like you. Everybody here at WGN is doing the same thing this weekend that you're doing. Some of us are getting out of town. Some of us are having a backyard barbecue. And so far in the show today, we've talked about fireworks, about drinking and beer pressure, and about music. Music is back at Ravinia as it is around the nation and around the city especially. And the only thing we haven't covered is food. And one of my favorite food people is on the phone, and that's Marco De Benedetto. He is Chef Marco from Gibson's in Rosemont. How are you today, Marco?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you and your wife are headed where this weekend?
We're going down to Vandalia, Illinois.
Vandalia. And what's in Vandalia?
Well, I don't know if it's the actual first capital of Illinois, but it is a capital of Illinois before Springfield. So it's we're going down there to check out a little bit of history. That's where Abraham Lincoln had his all law office. So.
Wow.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, obviously you're taking 4th of July weekend serious. You need to go get a history lesson in Illinois, and you'll find out if it was the first capital by the time you come back.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole deal.
You're not behind a grill this weekend, Marco? That is highly unusual for you.
It is. It is very highly unusual. Usually if I go to somebody's house, and even if they don't want me to cook, I'll force myself in there. So.
That's right, because that's what men do. When they come to my house, they're like, oh, I'll take over the grilling. And I'm like, no, I don't really know what to say. But I'm like, no, I bought the meat. I would like to grill it.
Yeah.
And you have a theory about that. Why do men do that?
Because we're cavemen at heart.
They like the open flame and the meat.
They like open flame. That's all it is about. It's just about the open flame.
And you've cooked how many steaks, do you think, at Gibson's?
Hundreds of thousands, for sure.
And you've got the equipment there to do it. It's like 1,800 degrees, right?
Yep, crazy hot broilers that just lock in everything and make them crispy and tasty on the outside.
Okay, let's talk about cooking with your grill in your backyard this weekend. Let's get a tip for steaks. What should they do to make sure they get a great steak on the plate?
Well, the first thing that everybody wants to do is get a good quality steak, right? So if you can't get prime, you at least get Angus Choice at your store. So it's just a better quality meat. And that's the first thing you do. You get the quality. And then you're going for heat. You try to get that grill as hot as possible at the start. So, you know, the heat of that grill just locks everything in, and you get nice char marks on there, and it just makes your beef that much better.
Yeah, and it really does start with a cut of meat. I will tell you, I've just recently been turned on to prime pork. Oh my gosh, what a difference that is. And yes, don't question why I'm eating pork.
No, I'm not. Are you kidding me? I'm Italian. We bleed pork.
Most people are like, that's disgusting, Lisa, because you have a pig that lives in your house. Yes, I have a potbelly pig. We do not eat those animals. Those are our pets. But prime pork was, I recently discovered that, and the difference is amazing. So get your grill really hot. Make sure you get that steak down low. Make sure that you get those grill marks on it, and start with the best meat you can, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm about flipping that meat, even cooking. You know, you cook it on one side, then you cook it on the other side. And, you know, if you cook something for 5 minutes on one side, and then you flip it over, you cook it on 5 minutes on the other side, well, you cook the first side longer than you have the second side. So I'm all about moving that steak and turning it and flipping it and getting an even cooking, so you got that nice red middle for a nice medium rare, medium steak.
And you also do something that would freak my mom out when she was alive, and that is you let the meat sit on the counter for about an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. Your mom and Gina are the same soul for that. My wife looks at me crazy whenever I leave that steak out. She's like, are you sure we can eat that? I go, yeah, don't worry, it's fine.
It
is absolutely fine to leave a steak out for at least an hour to get it to room temperature, and put it on the grill because it's not cold anymore. You're trying to fight that coldness. And the reason why we have to keep it in coolers in the restaurants is because of health, the health department, or else every chef would leave their meat out for an hour before we were cooking it.
Wow. What about the best burger? I mean, some people put a mix of like pork and beef or ground round and ground sirloin. I mean, and what do you do to just make a good burger on the grill?
For me, a burger should be 100% beef. I personally like doing a brisket and a chuck mix, like a 50, a 60, 40, but heavier on the brisket, because that brisket has so much of that nice fat in it.
Wow.
And then the chuck, you know, has that redness and that beefy flavor to it. And I think that mix of those two muscles, oh, it makes for a great burger.
Okay, quickly, tell me about the grilled gazpacho Bloody Mary. That is one of the recipes that you're going to tell me about today. I want to know how you do this.
Well, it's pretty simple. You know, you take your best, your favorite gazpacho recipe, right?
Okay, Marco, most people don't have a favorite gazpacho recipe. I'm like, what? I don't even know how to make gazpacho. But okay, let's start with that. You got your favorite gazpacho recipe.
Right. So gazpacho is a cold soup from Spain, and it's all vegetables. So it's a tomato-based soup. So you got tomatoes, tomato juice, green peppers, red peppers, garlic, and stuff like that in there. So usually you just kind of take those raw vegetables and you grill and you put them in a mixer and you just puree them, and then you let them cool down. I say you take it to the next level and let's grill those vegetables.
Mm.
If you want a nice kick to your Bloody Mary, which a lot of people do, roast some jalapenos in there. Then you grill that down. You grill it all up. Then you put it in your mixer and you puree it until it's very fine and liquidy. You cool it down. And then you put your shot of your favorite vodka in there. And garnish it with a nice celery, a grilled piece of celery or a grilled cucumber. And you got an awesome grilled Bloody Mary.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And it's going to taste unbelievable.
I bet it is. So one other quick recipe that people can take away before I let you go, because we're going to check in with Mary and get an update on traffic. This is Marco, Chef Marco from Gibson at Rosemont Gibson's. Grilled peaches and butter pecan ice cream. How do you grill the peaches?
So you're going to cut a peach in half. You're going to pit it. All right. A little bit of sugar water on there, and you're going to put it on the grill. Now, the key to this is letting the grill do its job. Don't pull that peach off and rip the flesh. It's going to slowly release when it's cooked and caramelized. It'll release from the grill. So just give it a little tug on it, and if it's still holding, let it go, and then it'll just release on its own. When that's all done and you got that nice grill marks on your peach, once again, you cool it down a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit. Because when you scoop that ice cream onto that peach, you want that to start melting.
Mm.
And then underneath it, you know, crack up some graham crackers or your favorite cookie, put it underneath, put the peach on, and then that butter pecan ice cream. It'll be delicious.
It sounds delicious. Every time I talk to you, I get hungry. Great to talk to you. Happy 4th of July, Marco. I hope you have a beautiful weekend discovering Illinois history.
Yes, we will.